I'm Dan Dews.
And I'm Meredith Kelly.
The hosts of Little Listener's Lounge.
Be prepared to listen and learn about the magic of kids' podcasts.
We talk to hosts, creators, producers, and writers and peek behind the scenes of their work.
We've had some amazing guests. The deputy director of NASA.
Everybody pretending to run away from a T-Rex.
Is this what jellyfish are made out of?
I see Lincoln's underpants.
Join us to learn something new about some of your favorite podcasts.
Subscribe to Little Listener's Lounge wherever you get your podcasts. Hey kids, coming up in this episode of By Kids for Kids Storytime, Lexi Lightdancer the Ninja Pixie has a close encounter with the biggest baddie in Majora Majora, Morgaff Doomweaver.
The time is nigh. Soon we will march upon Majora Majora, and darkness shall rule.
Yes, Master, let us go at once.
Morgaff and his zombies chase Lexi.
But Lexi was too quick. He did a triple somersault and rolled out of the way.
Catch him!
Roared Morgaff.
He can't escape!
But first, let's hear who the superstars are on this episode.
My name is Jude. I like cycling and playing with Lego. And my favorite thing is listening to By Kids for Kids Storytime stories. And I'm from Ireland and I'm 6 years old.
My name is Dia. I'm 9 years old. I live in Canada and I like swimming and reading Harry Potter.
My name is Zara. I'm 8 years old. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I like nature.
My name is Elijah. I am 8 years old. I live in Pennsylvania, and I like to play Among Us.
Well done, guys. What a spirited performance. Hey, guys, just a word of warning. This episode is a bit more like a Halloween episode. It's a bit creepier than usual, but don't worry. The good guys always win.
The Mystery in the Moonshadow Mountains. In the magical heart of the whimsical whispering woods, where the trees whispered secrets of old and the air shimmered with unseen magic, Lexi Lightdancer, the ninja pixie known for his swift moves and infectious laughter, happened upon a rather peculiar sight. Stankenfrein, affectionately known as Stanky, was a unique blend of magical creatures. He had a goblin's leg on one side and an elf's on the other, giving his stride a peculiar twist. He had the strong arms of a gnome and the hands of a monkey, with a belly as round as a troll's. Stanky was knee-deep in a curious task, gathering bugs and spiders into a collection of jars.
Hey there, Stanky. What's with the bug hunt? Planning a creepy crawly feast, are we?
Lexi laughed after doing a double flip and landing softly on a branch above. Stanky, looking up with a grin that stretched across his ogre-like face, replied,
Ah, Lexi, not a feast, my friend. These little critters are for Granny Gigglesnort. She finds them rather essential for her potion making. Adds that extra zing, she says.
Intrigued, Lexi leaned closer.
I've heard tales, Stanky, about your creator, Morgaff Doomweaver, the master of shadows and fear. Is it true? Did he really bring you into this world?
With a heavy sigh that seemed too large for his tiny patchwork body, Stanky nodded.
Yes, Lexi. Morgaff created me, but his heart is dark, and his intentions are wicked. I couldn't bear to work for him, so I ran away.
Lexi's eyes sparkled, a plan forming in his mind.
Morgaff! The name alone sends chills down my spine. We need to find out more about him. What if I could find him and uncover his plans?
Stanky looked worried.
That's a dangerous path, Lexi. Morgaff's powers are not to be underestimated. He's somewhere in the Moonshadow Mountains, but please be careful.
Fear not, my friend,
Lexi announced.
For the sake of Bloody Majora, I must try. Wish me luck.
And with that, he darted off towards the Moonshadow Mountains. The closer Lexi got to the mountains, the more the air thickened with an eerie fog and an unsettling quiet. The Moonshadow Mountains, with their jagged peaks, cast long, sinister shadows as Lexi sneaked closer. After a while, Lexi heard a crunch under his foot. He looked down and saw a bone.
I must be close,
he muttered, and so he was. It wasn't long until he stumbled upon a hidden cave, its entrance marked by ancient carvings that glowed in the moonlight. Gathering his courage, Lexi slipped inside, his heart racing with both excitement and fear. The cave was a labyrinth of dark, damp corridors that twisted and turned, leading deeper into the heart of the mountain. Stalactites and stalagmites lined the path, their shapes casting creepy shadows on the wall. The air was thick with the smell of rotting, and the faint sound of chanting echoed in the distance, drawing Lexi forward. Finally, Lexi arrived at a vast cavern, lit by flickering torches that cast a glow on the walls. In the center of the cavern stood Morgaff Doomweaver, his figure cloaked in shadows, his hands raised as he commanded his grisly band of zombies.
Listen, my minions!
Morgaff's voice boomed, echoing off the cavern walls.
The time is nigh. Soon we will march upon Majimajura, and darkness shall rule.
Yes, master, let us go at once,
said the lead zombie, who was dressed in raggedy, stripy pants, wearing strangely long and flappy shoes.
Not yet, Kevin,
said Morgaff, for the lead zombie's name was Kevin.
It's too early. We need to build an army first. We need to be sure of victory.
The zombies moaned in agreement and shuffled around the room. Lexi, who was using her ninja abilities to hide in the shadows, let out a gasp. The zombies stopped shuffling.
Who dares spy on me?
Morgaff roared. He began casting a spell.
By the light of day and stars of night, let this darkness be turned to light.
There was a blinding light, revealing Lexi's hiding spot.
I must warn the others,
Lexi stammered, his heart pounding as he turned to flee, the zombies shuffling closer with each passing second.
Seize him,
Morgaff commanded, and the undead lurched forward, their arms outstretched, eager to capture the intruding pixie. Lexi clicked her fingers, and a cloud of smoke appeared around him. The zombies blindly waved their hands around, feeling for the pixie. When the smoke cleared, Lexi was gone. Morgaff heard soft footsteps down the tunnel. He cast another spell.
Release thy fury, crack and bolt. On my command, let thunder jolt.
A bolt of lightning shot down the tunnel. But Lexi was too quick. He did a triple somersault and rolled out of the way.
Catch him,
roared Morgaff.
He can't escape.
Lexi Stanksy's nimble movements and quick thinking, barely keeping him ahead of the band of zombies. Dodging, weaving, and using every trick he knew, Lexi managed to stay ahead, the sounds of the zombies' moans echoing in his ears as he searched desperately for the exit. Breathless and scared, Lexi finally emerged from the cave into the cool night air of the Moon Shadow Mountains. Behind him, Morgaff's furious vow echoed through the night.
This isn't over, Ninja Pixie! You cannot hide from the shadows forever!
Exhausted but alive, Lexi returned to the village and told everyone his tale of Morgaff's dark plans.
A necromancer!
Exclaimed Chuckle Nugget the Knight.
We need to be on guard. Stay away from the Moonshadow Mountains, little Lexi.
He turned to all the other creatures, Grumblegut, Troller, Snotbeard, and all the rest.
We need to put our differences aside. Morgaff is not ready yet, but when he comes, we need to stand together.
Everyone cheered in agreement. They were safe for now.
Quiz time. Question one. What is Stankenfrein's nickname? A. Stanky. B. Smelly. C. Stinkbug. Or D. Stenchy. And the answer is A. Stanky. Question 2. Who created Stankenfrein? A. Lexi Lightdancer. B. Granny Gigglesnort. C. Morgaff Doomweaver. Or D. Chuckle Nugget the Knight. And the answer is C. Morgaff Doomweaver. Question 3. What is the main reason for Lexi's journey to the Moonshadow Mountains? A. To gather magical herbs. B. To meet Granny Gigglesnort. C. To uncover Morgaff Doomweaver's plans. Or D. To find treasure. And the answer is C. To uncover Morgaff Doomweaver's plans. Question 4. What is the name of the lead zombie in Morgaff's cavern? A. Kevin. B. Boris. C. Igor. Or D. Mortimer. And the answer is A. Kevin. And lastly, question 5. How does Lexi manage to escape Morgaff and his zombies in the cavern? A. By flying away. B. By casting a spell. C. By creating a distraction with smoke. Or D. By fighting them directly. And the answer is C. By creating a distraction with smoke.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.